You are now tuned in to the Bleed Blue Show. Here is your host, Steve Blair.
Another edition of the Yankees podcast, The Dugout, exclusively on the Bleed Blue Show. I've got New York Yankees talk. The New York Yankees lose to the Boston Red Sox 5-1. A couple of two spots in the sixth and the seventh inning, and then, of course, an insurance run. They cap it off on the ninth. So the Yankees pretty much getting beat by three home runs tonight. They still, right now, headed for the wild card right now. It's wild card or bust, right, Kenny D? New York Yankees talk. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'll do it all good. You know, it's tough when the Yankees lose, but we'll talk about that wild card spot later tonight.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that one now. I'm with you.
Now you're coming around. Now, before we continue on, please let everybody know when they download this audio how they can find all your content and everything you do as far as for the writing for the New York Yankees.
You can check me out on my Facebook page, New York Yankees Talk. You got links to Twitter, my articles, all right there.
All right. Now, here's the thing. My thing with this squad, I said it for weeks now. I thought that even before the Toronto series, it just didn't seem like it. That was the last ditch effort if we were going to even make the AL East or win the AL East. That ship has sailed, man. So my question now going forward, we already know we've watched too much baseball this year. It's either Houston, L.A. It was between Houston and L.A. Minnesota's now into the mix. That's the kind of talk I'm thinking right now for the Yankees right now. I'm not even thinking – division, that's over, man. That ain't happening. They're going to continue to win as far as the Blue Jays. It's just a matter of about our team getting some sort of rhythm. Would do you agree with that? What's your thoughts with the squad right now as you see it after coming off the Chicago series over the weekend and the way other teams have been playing?
Okay, so last time we spoke, was it Monday night, last Monday after the Blue Jays lost?
Yep.
Is that what it was? So we were still sort of in contention at that point. We were, four and a half back at that point. And I think 3.5. And, you know, we ended up losing 2 out of 3 there. And we played well against the White Sox. But you're not going to gain any ground if Toronto keeps winning. You know, Josh Donaldson walked off on the race. Was it yesterday, Sunday? And I think that was just it. Like, we had a shot, and any shot that we had at winning the AL East was gone when he hit that home run. I think we have to shift our focus now to winning the wild card. And as of right now, the wild card is up for grabs. The second wild card spot is up for grabs. We still have a 4.5 game lead, so I'm really not worried there. Magic number is 1 at this point.
I agree.
So that's not a concern. But it's really who we're going to play. That's what we have to worry about. At this point, I think it's either going to be Houston, L.A., or Minnesota. I think Cleveland, Cleveland's on the fringe, but I don't think they have it at this point. There's too many teams that got a leapfrog. Minnesota won tonight, so they're a game back. L.A. and Houston are virtually tied. They're tied in the loss column. So, any one of those three teams, I think, has a shot at it. Personally, I would like to see Minnesota, just because we own Minnesota in the playoffs, and we always have. But my next preference would have to be Houston, just because Houston on the road hasn't been the same dominant team they have been at home. And as of right now, we're looking like we're going to be at home at the stadium. And given how close it is going to be, they're probably not going to have their ace readily available to go on Tuesday.
Why would that not be the case?
They have to keep. I mean, they're not going to be able to start throwing their, backup starters. If they have to throw Dallas Keuchel in the last game of the season, they will.
Yeah.
winning, you know, keeping that second wild card spot is more important than having Keuchel ready for the chance to get in. And even so, Keuchel's been shaky at best on the road. You know, he's been 15-0 at home, but he lost his share of games on the road. So there's, you know, there's a couple scenarios that I'd like to see. But I think Chris pointed this out in the Blues Day recap that you don't want to see L.A. We don't want to see Mike Trout at the stadium with all of his hometown fans.
That's tough.
So the Angels do scare me just because of how solid they are offensively. Well, the team itself isn't that solid, but Trout and Pujols are. And you know, they can string together some hits if they get lucky. But yeah, preferably I see Minnesota, and that's where we're at right now.
All right, cool, man. This is the Yankees podcast, the Dugout Bleed Blue Show, New York Yankees Talk. We're going to bring on Chandler with us, Kenny, to talk New York Yankees baseball because I know he's got a heavy opinion on our New York Yankees. Chandler, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, man? What's up, man?
Who do you want in the wild card? Because it's about a tale of three teams right now. Kenny's kind of siding with Minnesota, as you probably are. I am, too, if they can climb up that. I don't know. I got to see Minnesota's last remaining games because I don't think they can climb up because I think Houston has it relatively easy. Who do you prefer Minnesota with that matchup, correct?
Yeah, but I don't think Minnesota can make it because they don't have the pitching. Irvin Santana can't be trusted in a big game and you can Phil Hughes, and that's going to be the problem is they don't have the pitching. They got the hitting. That kid Sano, listen, that kid is going to be a star, okay? That kid is going to be a star, but they don't have the pitching. I want no parts of Houston. The thing that people forget is regardless of what Houston does, we haven't been able to beat Houston for a while. Even in the interleague, Houston owns us right now. Houston Astros own us right now. So I want no parts of Houston. And it's not just about Dallas Keuchel. We can't pitch to them. And if we remember the interleague the series against Houston, it did not go well for us. Remember the combined no-hitter? When they were still in the National League that they threw against us at Yankee Stadium, I haven't forgotten that. Mm-hmm. So I want no parts of Houston. There are courses for horses, and for whatever reason, we don't do well against Houston. And in a one-and-done situation, I want no parts of Houston. I'd rather take the Angels because you can talk about Trout and Pujols all you want. Listen, that Angels team is just not good. They're really not. They're not good. And you know, their best pitcher is Jared Weaver, and Jared Weaver is throwing 85 miles an hour right now. So I would rather have Minnesota than I'll take the Angels. I really want no parts of Houston. Because I think if we don't play Houston, we're going to the ALCS. I think if we play Houston, we'll be out in the first. We're going to lose that game.
Yeah, I agree with your sentiments because actually last week, Kenny, when me and Kenny were on after the Blue Jays game, I looked at Houston as a team that, during the regular season, I thought we matched up well. There were some games we played Houston tough, but then when they came to the Bronx about a month ago, and they pretty much owned us, and that kind of left a bad taste in my mouth with the way they came at us. And I look at, as you're talking about a one-game series, my philosophy and Chris's philosophy on the Blues Day recap, he kind of fears more Mike Trout, and I agree with him on the batting, but I'd rather go against a batter once in the line out of nine batters versus a guy who's going to be on the mound for a good 6 to 7 innings who probably possibly shut us down. So I'm with you guys as far as order. If I had to pick one based off history, Minnesota and then the Angels and then Houston is the last resort, but it's probably going to be Houston in my opinion. Those are the teams that you guys want, but what about the team is probably going to be in the situation by the time next week? Who is it going to be for you, Kenny, and then you, Chandler?
You know, if I had to guess right now, I'd probably say Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have, I mean, their schedule coming up isn't particularly difficult. They got Seattle right now. I'm not sure they're playing the last game in the last series, but I don't know. Both them and the eight, I'm going to have to say Houston. I think they're going to win a lot. I think they're not going to collapse that badly. I have to. Yeah, I'll say Houston.
Yeah, I'd agree. People talk about all Houston does. Houston does more to hit home runs. See, the thing is they have guys in that lineup who can run. They're getting Gomez back. And for all of the Mets fans, though, we're so glad we didn't get Carlos Gomez. Carlos Gomez comes up big in clutch situations. He was part of that team in Milwaukee that made the playoffs that year when CeCe went over there. Because remember, the Mets had traded him by then. He was there.
Yep.
He had some big hits. So Gomez is a guy, and again, you Altuve, Gomez, you get this dude Gattis who just, listen, he can hit it out of any ballpark. You got the kid Springer's back. They have multiple ways to score, and we all know in the playoffs, all of a sudden teams ain't hitting a lot of home runs. So you got to be able to score other ways, and Houston can do that. So I really think Houston, even though they're shaky because they don't know how to win, I think they just have too many ways to manufacture runs. I think they're going to wind up with that wild card.
Yeah, and Kenny, remember when last time Houston came to the stadium? It seemed like Evan Gattis was like putting a Hall of Fame week. The way he was hitting that bat, knocking home runs all over the park. Is there anything as far as our pitching that? Let's look at it like this. My question. How do we align this pitching going into that game? Because that's kind of how I'm looking at it. The division's already out the door, so it's kind of like we have to set up our rotation for the rest of the season to possibly have, what, Tanaka on the mound if healthy, when healthy. Like, who are we going to throw out there in that the all-in-all, be-all game to move on versus a Kansas City? Because this is about getting at Kansas City.
Yeah, so Girardi announced today that Tanaka will be starting on Wednesday against the Red Sox, meaning that he'll pitch the wild card game on 6 days rest. I think that's the plan.
Oh, okay.
And I like it. I like that. I think he's our guy.
Yeah, I like that too. That's a good plan. And then, Shannon, as far as you, are you cool with that plan as far as Girardi going with Tanaka on Wednesday and then giving him pretty much a week off to get ready for that wild card game?
No, I don't want Tanaka pitching a wild card game. I want CeCe pitching a wild card game.
Yeah.
I want CeCe pitching a wild card game because I watched CeCe throw 1 3-day rest in Milwaukee and get them into the playoffs. He trusts his knee again. And for those of us that have had knee issues and people say, oh, the woods is just a brace. Listen, if you don't trust the brace you walking in, you ain't doing a whole lot of moving around. He trusts his knee. And I'm looking at CeCe like I looked at Andy Pettit towards the end in 2009. Everyone said, oh, Pettit's just about done. But he came up with that one big game when we needed it. CeCe has one great game left in him for this postseason. It's only one, though. But he has one great game left in him. I'm talking about one of those eight-inning, two hits, no, 2 to 5 hits, one run or less, you know, 10 strikeout games. He's got one of those left in him. So I want CeCe in the wild card game because I think that's where we're going to get it. Now, after that, the rest of the playoffs, listen, put him in the bullpen or make him the fourth starter. But I want CeCe starting the wild card game.
Yeah, he has pitched well. He had pitched well against the Mets. And then I know he came off the loss this past Friday versus Chicago. I didn't pitch too terrible. He gave up a couple of runs early on with the second and the third innings. On the top half of those innings. But overall, he has pitched a lot better than what he was. If I had to put it on, I'm kind of rolling with Tanaka if all in all be gone. If you're going to – I don't know if you're going to put Eagles aside, put money contracts aside, I would put mine on Tanaka, especially off of all that rest. And if it all goes well, I would definitely line up whatever the rotation may have to be going into Kansas City. Now, what about the bats? Huh?
Well, who starts game one of the next series? See, that's the problem. You can't put Severino out there in a game one start. I know everybody says that you can't. Remember the kid Solomon Torres?
Yeah.
Remember what happened to him with San Francisco when they started him in a game and he wasn't ready? It destroyed his career. You can't put Severino out there
probably,
in game
probably,
one.
Probably go to Pineda.
That's
he's going to pitch, he's gonna have to be on the road whether it's game one or game two, though. If you get
right,
past that wild card game, he's pitching one game one or two anyway.
Yeah.
But what would be the rotation? What would be the rotation? It would be Tanaka, Pineda. Let's see. You got Nova is an option, maybe. Severino. Like Kenny D, what about you? What's your rotation looking like as of right now?
Because
it's been up and down with your watching guys is going in, going out, injuries and all that. So what's it looking like as of the last week going into the playoffs for you?
First of all, I want to say, Chandler, I'm with you 100%. I believe in CC. I would love to see him out there in the wild card game, but I'm just not so sure Girardi's going to do that. I mean, I would love to see it. Just I'm not banking on it. So that's first of all. Second of all, yeah, I don't want Severino pitching game one. I think he's just a little too young. We saw him crack under the pressure against Toronto a couple weeks ago. That's just, you know, he's a young guy. He'll get there. I think, you know, he's just not quite yet. So, rotation, if Tanaka throws in the wild card game, it's got to be Pineda, even though he's hit or miss. I think his hits are pretty darn good. So, I'd say Pineda, Severino, CeCe, and then Tanaka would be
Tanaka
game four, because that would be, you know, that'd be 5 days later. Or 6 days later. Yeah, they go with those four guys. I think you move no one in the bullpen, despite the fact that he's pitched a couple good games in a row now. I still think he's better suited for the bullpen. So it's those four guys. Tanaka, Pineda, Severino, CeCe.
Yeah, yeah. Chandler, is that a rotation that you will be okay with going into Kansas City if we happen to get past the wild card game, no matter who it happens to be?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably flip CeCe. Well, I like CeCe in that either to game two or game three, because depending on how the series starts. So if you want CeCe pitching that swing game, but yeah, I mean, and we'll also have Eovaldi. Maybe not as a starter, but listen,
yeah, that
kid coming out of the bullpen, that's not a bad thing to have. Where in CeCe's game, so figure CeCe goes five in that game, you can bring Eovaldi in there to back him up, and then you got Nova in case Severino falters. So That's kind of a good rotational setup, yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of been week to week with that, Kenny, because we did kind of discuss that last week of his injury update. It seemed like it changes by the hour. Like, what is the situation with this damn elbow of his, man? Because you hear certain reports say, oh, well, he may be ready to go. Then you hear other reports, well, they're going to shut him down. It's almost the same discussion we had last week about that.
Yeah, from what I know, he's not going to be a starter in the postseason. There's not enough time for him to get his arm strength back up. But I think he's supposed to be ready to pitch in relief. I don't know how many pitches he's going to be able to throw, but he should be ready. And, as Sherman pointed out, that's a good weapon to have out there, whether it's one inning or it's two or three. We have a bunch of guys who can go a few innings. You know, him, Nova, Warren. They've all been stretched out, and you're capable of throwing two, three, four innings if that's what they need to do. One more thing I wanted to say, though. So you keep saying how we're playing Kansas City in the first round. Well, as of right now, Toronto has taken over the number one seed in the American League. So we'd be facing Toronto as of right now.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you could correct me. I thought it was, let's say you're the wild card, you still have to play the number one team within your division. I thought you had to play the best team outside. Oh, wait a minute, they took over Kansas City for best record?
Best record.
Interesting.
Toronto's 91-65, Kansas City's 90-65. As of right now.
So we might end up with the Jays then. Okay.
Could very well end up with the Jays.
Wow. They've been cooking,
Kansas City,
the approach doesn't change
Kansas
nothing,
City. Though. No, I mean, Kansas City is currently 0-0 in the 10th inning against the Cubs. So that's the fight going on for number one seed. I'd much prefer to play Kansas City than Toronto.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because as of right now, the recent history, the familiarity of these two teams, Toronto has dominated the Yankees this season. Chandler, your thoughts is too. If we was to get to that point, I'm pretty sure, is it Kansas City? Is it Toronto for you? What's the situation as far as how you look at it? Like how we match up with any of those teams?
I want Toronto. We beat Toronto in Toronto. We can't beat them in New York. So if they got home field advantage, that's actually an advantage to us for whatever reason. If you look at the series this year, the only times we've really beaten them has been in Toronto. We can't beat them in New York. And also, listen, Mark Burley, you can say what you want about 200 innings every year. The guy folds in crunch time. R.A. Dickey folds in crunch time. So unless they're going to pitch David Price every game, I want Toronto, man. I want Toronto with that home field advantage, because if we take the first game, if we split the first two games, then, you know, because let's not forget that team has a history of choking as well. It's not like John Gibbons is some great tactical manager. So if we take the first two games or even split, I see Toronto folding.
It's possible, because the only thing I do have my worries about is they have dominated our pitching. Sometimes it's our bats to win in Toronto, like the game. Not this past series in Toronto, but the series before that Friday night where we were pretty much down and Beltran hit that huge home run to captivate that series. And then Tanaka came back that following Saturday and pitched the gym that afternoon day game. It would be something like that where I don't fear necessarily Toronto's pitching, because I think the Yankees have some good success versus David Price. It's just that I really believe our starting pitching, man, they could get rattled. And I hope that batting does kind of dies down to a degree. Do you see that happening to Kenny D with the Toronto bats if we were happen to match up with Toronto?
You know, I talked about this last week. Speculation that Toronto takes so far. I mean, they're a good team, and there's no way of knowing if they're going to hit or not, or if their pitching is going to show up or not. I don't want to plan for them folding. So I don't really know if we can say at this point. I don't know if we can say, but yeah,
okay,
possibly.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, we have Boston for the next three games, and we have Baltimore to cap out the season. I think the guys are doing all right. I mean, they've done a fairly good job since, you know, the start of August. They won most of their series. They, you know, they had their ups and downs with Toronto, but they've won when they had to win. But the boys they got to keep on winning. Keep doing what they do. Don't let up. Continue to pace, and let's see where this goes. You never know what this could happen. Now, what about the bats, Chandler? What's up with the top of our order to get, let's see, Ellsbury going, like guys like Gardner set up A-Rod? Well, what's up with the bats, man?
Well, Jacoby, I think, is going to be fine. He's proven that he's a guy who can play in the postseason. I've never been a Gardner guy, ever, because Brett Gardner – disappears in August and September. He always has. Either he's hurt or he's in a slump, or, you know, at some point in the next 3 weeks, there's going to be another muscle pull, muscle strain, something with him. And that's every year. So Gardner, I'm not counting on at all. I'm counting on Gardner not being available or just stinking up the joint as usual. I think Alex is going to show up big. I think Alex is going to carry us kind of through the playoffs like he did in 2009. The wild card for me is who's playing second and which Beltran shows up. Those are the wild cards for me, because I think all the other guys are going to do what they do. But it's Beltran and who's playing second base, I think, are the keys to this lineup.
And Kenny, what about you as far as the bats? I see Beltran, who's swinging the bat. He's starting to swing a bat in doses a little bit better, and that's the wild card for Chandler. What about second base for you? Like, who's playing second from what you know going into the wild card game?
You know, I didn't know this, but I heard tonight during the game that Stephen Drew is sick or something, which is why he hasn't been playing lately. I assume that Drury just benched him because he's not very good. But there's a chance Stephen Drew is available to play. I don't really want to see him in there. I'd like to see Dustin Ackley, but Ref Slatter is not a bad option. He's made some nice plays in the field, and he's swinging the bat pretty well. I think that, you know, they're pretty similar players, except for the fact that actually the left game starts with righty, so maybe you can, you know, swap them in and out depending on who you got there on the mound. As far as the wild cards, I think the Beltran, we need a solid Beltran swinging the bat well. And Didi needs to keep hitting well. And I think we need the top of the order to swing well. Chandler pointed out that Gardner's been struggling, and he always likes to struggle in the postseason or in September. And, you know, I'm not counting on him, but I'm counting on one of those two guys. Ellsbury is looking good right now. I need one of them to start, you know, to get the pitch, get on base, and, you know, help set up the meat of the order, A-Rod, Beltran, Cam. These guys are going to be important also.
You're going to see the guys get put in more hit-and-run situations with guys getting on base and maybe the ability to steal. Because I don't know if Gardner or maybe even Ellsbury are going to be hitting for averages. They haven't pretty much for a lot of the season. They had in doses, but the averages pretty much dropped over the last couple of months. But I would love to see these guys utilize their speed, because we know that the Yankees are definitely at their best when both of those guys get going and they're hitting the base pads to set up hit and run situations or even long fly balls to score runs, especially the gappers. Now defensively, I know we're good, but my thing, Chandler, the next couple of games, the Yankees are going to be fine. I believe they're going to keep focus as far as winning the games against the Red Sox. How do you, when you're in a situation like this, when you're like a good sizable lead in the wild card, but it's kind of like almost out of reach for the division, what if you're a player, what's your mentality as far as play hard, play harder? Are you more like, is there some sort of balance between resting guys to get ready for a postseason run? Like, how do you look at it from a fan perspective? How do you look at it as if you were, let's say, the manager, of how you deal with a situation where you're not necessarily desperate for wins, but you still want to keep some sort of pace?
Well, as a fan, I want everybody to rest, but that's not realistic. But, yeah, I don't want to see any of these guys playing. Once we clinch, I don't want to see any of these guys remotely near the field. But if I'm Girardi, there is my bench. Who's going to be on the bench is really fluid right now. I think the kid Heathcott has a shot to make the postseason roster. Ref Snyder has a shot to make the post. There are some guys who are playing to get on the postseason roster, because if you really look at who are we bringing off the bench in a tight spot? Who are we bringing off the bench? You know, the days of having Cecil and Darryl and Wade and Rock and Chili Davis, we ain't got them no more. Those days are gone. You know, so who's coming off the bench? I think guys like Heathcott and Ref Snyder can kind of play their way onto the postseason roster. I think a couple of guys can play their way off, Brendan Ryan, guys like that. So for Girardi, I think he's looking to see who's going to step up and wants to be on the playoff roster.
And Kenny, what about you? Same question.
I think he'll have the same perspective. We're not. Our bench has never been super deep, but I think you got guys like Chris Young who's going to play a role. You know, he's not a starter, but he's our fourth outfielder. He's going to be important. I like having Heathcott. I think he's a nice guy to have. Someone who's not going to make the roster, but he's actually contributed down the stretch, is Rico Noel, our pinch runner. I mean, I think he's stolen like 5-6 bases, and he's scored every time. No, I mean, I don't have room for that in a 25-man roster. But you're going to need some sort of spark off the bench. Not necessarily him, but someone who can come in, you know, maybe just can count on for like a single and maybe turn it into a double somehow. That's why I like Heathcott. He's got the speed and he's a good contact hitter.
Yeah. So the Yankees lose 5-1. What happened tonight that it just didn't get going? Pretty much the sixth and the seventh innings with those two-run home runs. And then, of course, the insurance run at the ninth. Is this something that Nova, what's your thoughts as far as the pitching the last week, Kenny? And same with you, Chandler, as far as what we're getting out of our starters since, let's say, Chicago, Toronto, and now with Boston.
Me?
Yes, sir. And then go to champ.
Yeah. All right. You know, we can't really go over the division anymore. Right? We pointed that out. So I think as soon as we clinch, we got to make sure we got those, we rest our starters, and we're in good shape going to the locker. I don't want anyone, you know, bruised up. Maybe we all have to be ready to go and prepared. And I think we just got to do our best, because anything can happen in a wild card game. But let's hope hopefully it'll go our way. So week from tomorrow, actually, I think.
Hmm. Now that's next Monday, right, or next Tuesday?
I think it's next Tuesday.
Next
maybe
Tuesday, okay.
Not sure.
Wow, that's gonna be a crazy week. Chandler, what about you as far as the starters? Let me see. I'm gonna say a name, and then you just give me like a yay or nay as far as you approve, you disapprove on how he's been as of, let's say, the last two and a half weeks. I think you're a yay to Sabathia. I think we all agree to a degree. Outside of that game on Friday, CC has showed some guts. Yay or nay to CC?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Pineda?
Yeah.
Okay, now I know he's given us a couple of spot starts to a degree, Adam Warren.
Bullpen, yeah.
He put that caveat on it. Okay, now Tanaka.
Yeah, definite.
Definite. That's four right there. And then Severino.
See, I'm on the fence with Severino. Because he's young and he's shown that he can let the moment get to him. I know he's going to be on the roster, but if it wasn't for the fact that Nova is coming off this Tommy John, and Nova is doing exactly what he should be doing after Tommy John, which is his velocity there, his location is out the snacks, because that's what happens. I honestly would probably leave Severino off if Nova was healthy. I honestly would.
Okay. Well, why is that for you?
Because I don't want to crush this young man. Because you know how we are as Yankee fans. You know how these New York papers are. If this kid goes out there, like that game against Toronto, and people were killing this young man, imagine what it would be like if he throws a stinker up in a playoff game. You know? People forget these guys are human beings. And I keep thinking about this kid, Solomon Torres, with the Giants. That kid actually contemplated suicide in the offseason. He felt so bad about losing that game for the Giants. And Dusty Baker, after the fact, said, I never should have put him in the game. I don't want to see that happen to this kid, Severino. That's why if it was up to me, if we had any other options, if Evaldi was healthy, Severino would not be on the postseason roster.
Okay. Now, Ken, I have a question for you. Let's say the wild card game, and whoever we happen to throw out, was banking on Tanaka for the time being. If there's a situation of where we're down, let's say we're down early and Tanaka gets a little roughed up, who do we go to in long relief? Do we go with another backup starter to put a Band-Aid over the wound? Do we go with our normal middle bullpen? Like, how do you see that on the worst-case scenario? Because we have seen games where not the Yankees, but let's say any team where the normal starter gets roughed up and you got to bring in, like, help ASAP, let's say second inning, third inning, fourth inning. Like, how do you look at it if in the situation if we do get roughed up because if it happens to be, let's say, a Houston or the L.A. Angels or even Minnesota?
Yeah, you know, I'm not 100% sure who's going to be available, but assuming everyone's rested – and the roster's how I think it's going to be. I haven't turned to Nova. I think, you know, he's pitched well, got a couple starts. He's probably not going to be in the rotation in the postseason. But I think he's capable of, you know, giving us five innings if we really need him to. And kind of stop the bleeding, which I think, you know, that'd be our best bet, best option right there.
Okay. Now, this is the Yankees podcast, The Dugout. The Yankees lose to the Boston Red Sox 5-1, and we got to get Chris's take, get him the same questions we have asked Chandler, we have asked Kenny. Now, Chris, same question for you. If it's pretty much a layup. We discussed this on the Blues Day recap. Me and you kind of a little differ. You feel that we should avoid L.A. I say we should avoid Houston, regardless who we should. My question to you, Chris, if we have a situation and it's, we're getting roughed up with, let's say, Tanaka's pitching in that playing game, how do we utilize our pitchers? Is it abandoned ship, or how do we go about this?
How the hell do I know? We've been doing it with Scott State ever since April, guys.
I know, good point.
I really, really cannot. I can speculate all day long, but I, you know, when it comes to the pinstripes, I got to give you an answer, and I don't have one. I don't know what we're gonna do. I have no idea. It always changes. Sometimes we have heroes, Ivaldi, then they fall. And heroes that we score for, I should say. And then we have guys who pitch kind of shaky. Kind of great that we don't score for. And it's always a new experience with these dudes, man. It's always something new. You know, and like tonight, this was a layup. And for some reason, it got real close to the basket and hit the bottom of the rim. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. I just know that we're in
Smith.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Chandler, don't jump, man. I know how you feel about that. I'm just kidding, Chandler. I'm just kidding, man.
I don't know what to say. But, you know what? Let me be honest with you. I don't have an answer for you.
Yep.
I don't know what we're doing. I don't know which Yankees we're going to see on a day-to-day basis. How we're 16 games in front of a 500, I don't know. I don't know. Don't ask me. I really don't have an answer for that. It's bad. Once you think you really have this team nailed down philosophically, in terms of, I don't know, it could be anything. It could be lineup. It could be in terms of – one thing's for sure about this team. We know what our closers do.
Yeah, that's a guarantee. That's a guarantee.
That's a guarantee. I don't know about lineup changes. A lot of people point to Giraldi. You can't do that. You can't do that. He's working the best. I think for what he's done, he should be given manager of the year. Really? You know?
Yep.
Think about this for a minute, gentlemen. We haven't had a pitching staff this year. A rotation this year.
A rotation. Yeah, there you go. That's the right word.
You know,
but we've had a revolving door, but not a rotation.
We don't know what – I couldn't tell you what we're doing. This is going to go down as one of the great memorable – Yankee season, especially if we win it all. but I can tell you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I came in prepared to answer a question, Steve, and you gave me one that I really can't answer, man. Sorry. I can't.
We have one we all agree we would rather see Minnesota if it had to be our way, but we had to choose who – was going to make it, I believe we all said Houston. Are you on the same page as that with the last remaining games, that it's probably going to be Houston by the time it's next week, right?
Yes, I am. I'm definitely on line with that. Houston don't know. They have no idea what they are either. They know what their strengths and weaknesses are, where they lie. The team that you want to avoid, regardless of sport, when you're entering a playoff, is the team who, quote-unquote, has it all together, you know, for the first round or first, you know, whatever. You don't want a wild card. You don't want the team that's definitely riding on all cylinders. I don't think it would be, for instance, if it were possible, I don't think it would be a good idea for us to meet up Toronto right now. So we
okay,
can go
that's
ahead and
meet. Me,
we
you,
can
Kenny agree. Chandler, who he wants Toronto. He said, I want Toronto.
No, I don't think I want somebody to punch me in the face right now. I want somebody I can beat first. Then I realize, I think I can punch him back. I want that guy. you know, that's how that works. So
because right now that's what it may look like. Like Kenny said, that they actually jumped Kansas City for best record. And if we did get past that wild card game, it's probably either them or Kansas City, depending on where those two teams finish. It could be at Toronto or at Kansas City at this point. And for a minute, I was assuming it was at Kansas City because that's what it's been pretty much 90% of the season since the last time we played them.
True.
But now, Chandler, let's go back around to you and then go back to Kenny. Chandler, is there any other, final thoughts as far as our team, because we got about a couple minutes left on this episode with the podcast with the Dugout. But the Yankees, is there anything you want to see improve in the short term? I mean, I know it's kind of too late. It's a marathon. It is what it is. Is there anything you want to see kind of like just boost up out of nowhere with our team to improve this and go on some sort of run?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of what Chris said. I mean, they've been doing it all season. And the thing about Girardi, I honestly believe that some of these times they've been putting guys on disabled list was a way to kind of limit guys' innings and save them. I think Girardi should be manager of the year because if you look at what he's had to do to win this many games, at this point, the only thing I really want is I don't want to see Nick Rumbelo in a game ever again. Outside of that, I'm good.
Send him home.
Touche. Touche. Oh, man.
Pow!
Hey, all right, cool. You know, Kenny, what about you? Your final thoughts as far as anything else you want to see with the Yankees, anything to improve on in the next couple of games going into that wild card game, whether we are the home team or, God forbid, we're actually going to play a road game in that game. I don't think so, but you never know.
Two things real quick. One, we're leaving a ton of runners on base right now. I'd like to see us drive in a few more runs. You know, we're like almost there offensively. We're getting a lot of guys on base. Just can't push the runs across. That's one. Two, I noticed it again tonight. I don't know why Girardi loves to, like, mix and match. He loves taking out Pazos and putting in Cotham or putting in Mitchell or Rumbelow. Just, like, sometimes you can leave a guy in there, and having a righty-on-lefty matchup isn't the worst thing in the world. He doesn't seem to understand that. Maybe he's just trying to give these guys another shot in there, you know, another couple pitches and a couple batters of big league action. But it prolongs everything sometimes. We'll lose a 5-1, like Yank and Pazos to put in, I don't even know who it was, finish off the inning tonight. But it's just, I don't think it's going to be that effective.
Okay, well, and one more time, let everybody know how we can find all your audio and your content and your writings for our New York Yankees.
You check me out on Facebook at New York Yankees Talk. Got the links all up there.
All right, cool, man. Thank you very much. And Chris, the Godfather, we got over a minute left. So what's your final thoughts, boss?
Let's win the games, the remaining games we have left. Stop playing around. Let's have a little bit more of a – let's put our chests out a little bit more and get a little more aggressive, excited about this. That's my final thought. Let's just do that.
Yeah. Yeah, for Chandler, for Kenny, for Chris, myself, the Bleed Blue Show, thebleedblueshow.com, the Facebook fan page, Twitter, Instagram, Google+. Now, the Yankees, I think we probably split with Boston, maybe 3 out of 4. We could come back and win the next 3, and then of course go down to Yankee Stadium South, aka Camden Yards, and take 2 out of 3 and see who we're going to have lined up. Because we're going to actually do this thing right after the wild card game. I think we're going to do this thing right after the wild card game next week, guys. I don't see why not.
Yep. I don't either.
It's going to be rants or rejoice on here, man. So Yankees. We'll do that right after the wild card game next week, whoever it happens to be. I can't wait. But other than that, we're out of time. The Yankees lose to the Red Sox. And Kenny, we need to do some of these post games. And Chris and Chandler, we need to do some of these post games when the Yankees win. It's been a while since we've done one of these things when the Yankees have won. Seems like they've always been losing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, boy.
Kind of depressing. Man, but. All
no
right,
comment.
Man. Bleed blue. No comment.
Bleed blue.
Cleveland.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you